Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to Thursday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. I'm your host, Frank Whelan, and I'm glad to have you with us here today, this rainy, gray Thursday morning here in Northwest Arkansas. And, of course, hopefully the weather's better where you are. But maybe you need the rain, too. Who knows? Thursday, May 4th, 2006, about 8:01 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. And, folks, this program is broadcast planet-wide, courtesy of the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we appreciate what they do to get this out there to so many people. And we appreciate all of our affiliates out there who, you know, seek to give us a bigger voice in the world and certainly here in this country with issues like the one we're going to talk about here. Before we do that, though, I must remind you, this hour has been brought to you locally by our sponsor and good friend, Deborah Settlemyer, and YourEnergyTeam.com. For energy solutions and information on products like the LifeWave Energy Patches, you can call Deborah at 602-717-5047, or you can go online to www.YourEnergyTeam.com. Our guest today has been on the show a number of times, and each time he's just dazzling with the scope of his knowledge and information about a wide variety of different issues. He is the guy behind the National Prayer Network, and you can go to his website at www.truthtellers.org. Please welcome to the program, Reverend Ted Pike. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, as always. I always like hearing from you, and it's good to know that you're out there still fighting the good fight, even when I don't talk to you, you know, all that regularly. I know you're still working hard, and, you know, I always like being reminded, too, when people have something they want to talk about, because I forget to check around with the guests and find out where they're at sometimes.
Yes. Well, we have an extremely dangerous situation now in Congress. Senator Edward Kennedy says he can pass his federal so-called anti-hate bill, and that's the same anti-hate bill that was passed by the House of Representatives last October. He says he can pass it in 45 minutes to an hour in the Senate, just as soon as the Sex Offenders Registration Act, that's S-1086, is introduced, and that could happen at any time right now. People may have been listening to Bill O'Reilly the last few days. He on the O'Reilly Factor, he and John Walsh of America's Most Wanted are attacking a Kennedy viciously for being basically a dog in the road who's standing in the way of the passage of the Sex Offenders Act. And so there's a lot of heat coming in on Kennedy right now. This is a wonderful time this morning for our listeners to make those calls to Congress and get some action in getting Kennedy out of the road.
Wow. It sounds like there is a lot of stuff going on. Can you talk a little bit about what's been happening with O'Reilly's program and how has this been addressed and sort of what side of the issue is he coming down on?
Well, this is very interesting. About a week ago, I came out with an email alert in which I pointed out that the reason that this Sex Offender Registration Act has been bottled up in the Senate for a full two sessions, the fall session and the winter session, is because there's a titanic duel between Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist and Senator Kennedy. Now, Bill Frist has vowed that he's not going to allow Senator Kennedy to attach his hate bill as a rider to this Sex Offenders Registration Act. And Kennedy says he's going to do it. And so Kennedy is there right in the middle of the way, And Kennedy's not bluffing because nearly 2 years ago, the Senate did vote a 65-33 in favor of Kennedy's hate bill. And so Frist has been delayed, and he won't let Kennedy bring it on. But there's tremendous pressure now, and the O'Reilly broadcast. I'll continue this in just a minute.
Yes, sir. There you go, folks. Stay with us and get more of this incredible information. It's a great update provided by our good friend, Reverend Ted Pike. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Do you want to increase your energy, strength, and endurance by over 25% almost immediately with nothing ever entering your body? The LifeWave Energy Patch is based on nanotechnology and uses no stimulants, steroids, or performance-enhancing drugs of any kind. World-class athletes from the NFL, the Olympics, the LPGA, the NCAA, and even the Breeders' Cup are all using LifeWave Energy Patches to gain that competitive edge. It's not just for athletes, though. Regular people are using LifeWave Energy Patches to ensure that they have enough stamina to enjoy their hobbies and spend time with loved ones.
loved ones after a long, hard work day. This technology has also shown dramatic improvement with people suffering from exhaustion-related illnesses. Clinical trials and double-blind university studies prove the stamina and endurance-enhancing qualities of the LifeWave Energy Patches. Call 602-717-5047 and ask Deborah about solving your energy problems. That's 602-717-5047 or visit online at www.yourenergyteam.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The Classic Rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts. And when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Thursday's edition of Frankly Speaking Radio. Very, very important information being brought forward today, courtesy of our good friend, the Reverend Ted Pike. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. So we left off, we were just talking about the O'Reilly factor, I guess, and they've sort of been weighing in a little bit about Kennedy, but I imagine not to quite the extent that maybe that they should, but they're getting some good information out there.
Well, they're not attacking the federal hate bill, but they
right.
are attacking Kennedy for standing in the way of much-needed restriction and registration of pedophiles in the United States. We do have quite a problem of disarray in the states. The states are not coordinating their efforts to keep watch over convicted pedophiles. And people like Kathy Lee Gifford are crying out and saying, when in the world are we going to get this federal Sex Offenders Registration Act passed so that our children will be under a greater protection and so on. Now, this is a federal bill, and I'm obviously not a great fan of violating states' rights and allowing the federal government to take over, but there is quite a national emergency with so much child pornography on the Internet and so on. And these people are terribly concerned about the fate of our children at the hand of predators who have been convicted, and yet the states are not doing the job that they should to keep these people supervised. So anyway, this is a red-hot issue now. The whole country is concerned about it.
Mm-hmm.
And John Walsh of America's Most Wanted, and as well as O'Reilly, have been really going after Kennedy, saying, forget about your hate bill, basically. You can push that in later on its own terms, maybe not as a rider. But the main thing now is to get this children's protection legislation through. So this is... This is a very powerful tool. This is a battering ram against Kennedy, totally unforeseen on my part, and I never realized that someone as influential as these two men would be going after Kennedy. They had a big broadcast last Thursday. I understand they had a big broadcast day before yesterday, and even yesterday I believe they were still talking about it. So this is an ally which we have in defeating the federal hate bill. Unfortunately, the evangelicals, who were quite strong, Dobson and Falwell and the others, have not recognized the tremendous danger right now of Kennedy standing to his feet and demanding passage of the hate bill. So I'm going all over talk radio in the last week or so, calling the far right to call in all 100 members of the Senate, let them know in the most specific and vehement terms that we do not want Senator Kennedy to pass his hate bill and establish an Orwellian anti-hate bureaucracy for America like they have up in Canada.
Hmm. Can we maybe, just for those who are moderately, at least, unfamiliar with this bill, let's talk about maybe what it addresses and what the point is. I mean, hate speech would be defined as what exactly?
Well, if this bill would pass, we would be on the fast track to establishing a dual justice system like they have in Canada. In Canada, you have the traditional Anglo-Saxon law, which says that unless the police can find some physical, demonstrable evidence that a crime has been committed, the police cannot arrest, and then certainly an indictment cannot go forward.
Mm-hmm.
But in Canada, they have a new, what's called a hate crimes tribunal system. This runs parallel to our traditional English law. And basically, that's a bias-motivated justice system. It says that if bias motivation is behind some kind of criticism of another person, whether it's for his politics or his race or his sexual orientation or whatever, then a hate crime has taken place. This means in Canada, if you criticize homosexuality as an abomination, as the Bible certainly does, if you criticize it on the airwaves or anywhere, in fact, in print, even on the street corner, the local Mountie can come through and can handcuff you and take you off and arrest you as a hate criminal. Now, this alternate bias motivation justice system is very, very dangerous because it's based on a premise which is very subjective. What is bias? What is intimidation? What is hurt feelings? And so on. Those are problematical and imponderable abstract questions which maybe only God or a good psychiatrist can deal with. But when a person gets into the toils of one of these indictments up there, they can be absolutely devastated in the courts, especially there's large fines, maybe $5,000 to $35,000 for some kind of an indiscretion like criticizing homosexuals. But you get in the court systems and there's so much debate over the bias motivation. It goes on and on, appeal after appeal. The average cost for defending yourself is about $175,000 to $200,000 up there. Anyway,
wow.
this big federal hate bill would immediately establish a bias motivational alternate justice system in the United States. And another thing it would do is it would break down virtually all barriers between federal law enforcement and states' rights in law enforcement. It says in the text of the bill. And by the way, I do have the entire bill, S-1145, at my website, www.truthtellers.org. That's truthtellers.org. I have a detailed commentary on every jot and tittle in that legislation if you'd like to go to the original text.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, basically, this breaks down our traditional barriers, which the states have always had, which says to the federal government, the federal government has got to stay out of states' rights in law enforcement unless it can find, for example, slavery going on in the states or voter fraud or jury tampering or crimes involving interstate commerce, which nobody knows whose jurisdiction it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've had those modest allowances for the federal government to enter states' rights under those circumstances. But in most situations, the government has to stay out. This bill would wipe all that away. It would allow the federal government to come in for the slightest pretext of a charge of a bias crime or a violent bias crime or even a felony in the states. The federal government will have the right to come down in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that does is it basically unifies federal law enforcement and state law enforcement so that there are no inherent checks and balances on federal intrusion. And, of course, that is the very definition of a police state, where there's a seamless communication between the upper echelons and the local.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a problem on many, many levels. It seems to me also, Reverend, that it's very vague. What we saw with the Patriot Act, for example, is, you know, like the Bank Secrecy Act. You know, they said financial institutions will be allowed to disclose personal information to the federal government if it's warranted for anti-terrorism, investigation and whatnot. Then they went back like 2 years later and actually defined what a financial institution was. So what they do is they pass the vague laws, and then they define the vagueness of it by making it very, very broad. It flies in the face of common sense. So when I look at something like this, I say, you know, hate crime would be something that you said that's biased in nature, which, you know, that could be anything. It could be basically just the differences within people. The differences, like, let's say, I don't know how old you are, sir, but let's say that you're older than I am. So then if I punched you in the face, you could say, well, you know, they let's say they're both the same faith, they're both the same color, but they're different ages. So it's ageism. It's now a hate crime. So that way they can, of course, tack on extra punitive, measures as far as the repercussions of something like that.
That's right. And we have to remember that this is not the first time such legislation has been proposed. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is, of course, the architect of anti-hate laws worldwide. And in 1971, after about 4 years of intense lobbying, ADL in Canada, which is the Canadian Jewish Congress, and B'nai B'rith Canada, mm-hmm. they persuaded Parliament to create the Canadian Human Rights Act, which is their hate law there in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And what the record shows over the past 35 years is, although they used the argument at the beginning that there were violent hate crimes going on out in the provinces, and the ostensible reason for establishing this federal hate law was nothing more than to take care of violent hate crimes in the provinces, the fact is that enabling legislation came along, and the out in the provinces, the judges made hate law doctrine from the bench. In other words, it began to proliferate and extend outward. And this is exactly what will happen here in the United States. If you talk to some pro-hate bill senator's office in Washington, they say, oh, no, this is just a bill to outlaw violent hate crimes in the states. It's to send a strong message that the federal government will not tolerate such violent bias crimes, you know. And over the past 15 years or so, legislators, especially in the states, where 45 of the states now have adopted an ADL hate bill, they've bought this line. They say, oh, this is just against violent crimes, violent hate-motivated crimes, and so they practically have lined up in order to vote for this legislation.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just like most legislation, on the surface, it seems like a great idea, but when you start looking at it, you say, wait a minute here. You know, how can we fight a war on terror when we don't know what the definition of victory is? How can we have a hate crimes bill when hate crime is pretty much every crime? Hold on a second, folks. We'll be right back with more Frankly Speaking Radio and our guest today, Reverend Ted Pike.
What if I was to tell you that there was a way you could eliminate chronic pain, enhance healing, and strengthen your immune system without expensive therapies, dangerous side effects, or costly prescriptions? You'd be interested, right? As we've seen in the news lately, the pharmaceutical industry has constantly let us down. It's time to inform ourselves and time to heal ourselves. Lee Crock's Energy Cleaner works through the method of universal energy by discharging the waste that builds up in your cells, causing toxicity and subsequent pain, illness, and disease. I've been using the Energy Cleaner at home for about 8 months now, and I couldn't be happier with the results. I've noticed my immune system getting stronger. Years of pain has faded, and I'm sleeping soundly and feeling rested when I wake. The Energy Cleaner can be easily hooked up to your bed for hassle-free healing while you sleep, or it can be used with activation pads to target specific areas. As I always say, do the research. Visit the website at www.edkuniversity.com or call Lee Crock himself at the Energy Lodge at 740-783-0021.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
It's Thursday, and as we head into the weekend, we always like to give you some good food for thought and no food. So certainly so filling then, provided by our expert guest with us here today, Reverend Ted Pike. Check out the website, too, often, truthtellers.org. And Ted, welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
You know, we were just talking about the broad scope of these issues and how important these are. And I said, you know, when you're looking at the war on terrorism, you look at it and you say terrorism is kind of just a difference of opinion. I mean, it's expressed, obviously, in a violent and terrible way. But for the most part, most terrorism is designed to draw, you know, to gain attention. I mean, historically, if you look at it, you say, okay, this group is saying that like the Boston Tea Party, that could be construed as an act of terrorism designed to draw attention to a cause, taxation without representation. So you would think, what is the point of the terrorism perpetrated against America? Well, according to our president, it's because terrorists hate our freedoms. Well, what does that mean? You know, how do we, so we're going to go ahead and go after and have a war with everyone who doesn't like our freedoms, which in implies that it's every single system of government that differs from ours. So, you know, how do you rationalize that? And of course, well, one way to do it is to conform all governments to this very broad series of legislation designed to appease the public sentiment. It used to be political correctness, Ted, and I think now it's social correctness. It's not just politicians in fear of their jobs, but it's people in fear of being of not saying or doing something that could be construed as offensive to someone somewhere on some issue.
Yes. Well, you know, the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith is right now setting up a Department of Global Anti-Semitism in the United States State Department. This was approved by Congress last fall. And basically what they're doing is they are working to make critics of Israel, critics of American foreign policy aligned with Israel, into basically anti-Semites and then also into domestic terrorists. And they at my website I have a number of articles about this hate crimes Gestapo, which is being established by ADL right in our U.S. State Department, funded by American taxpayers. But they have a list of about 14 different criteria of anti-Semitism there, and included in those criteria is criticism, strong criticism of the government of Israel is now considered anti-Semitism by our State Department, or if a Christian believes the New Testament that the Jewish leaders had Christ crucified 2,000 years ago, that's considered anti-Semitism now by our State Department. Now, if we go a couple hundred miles to the north, we come to Canada, where such anti-Semitism is an indictable hate crime,
wow,
punishable by harsh fines and even imprisonment, you see. And if we look at Ernst Zundel, why was Ernst Zundel, the Holocaust reductionist in Canada, why was he deported to Germany, where he's standing trial right now? Well, it was because, according to the government of Canada, his crime was domestic terrorism. And what was his domestic terrorism? His domestic terrorism consisted of his questioning the accuracy of the 6 million figure of a Holocaust, you see, which is ostensibly a crime of anti-Semitism. So you're absolutely right. The Homeland Security is ultimately designed, just like this hate bill, to put a noose around evangelical Christians, anti-war activists, talk show hosts, free speech talk radio, and so on, tightening that noose to make them indictable under the Homeland Security laws.
This is a real problem for me, because I've been accused of being racist for not being in favor of illegal immigration. I've been accused of being racist for not being in favor of slavery reparations. I've been accused of being anti-Semitic for being critical of the Israeli lobby and the influence that they have on our elected representatives. All of these things, I guess, these days, in the perfect globalist world where we would have these kinds of laws, these all would basically put me into jail for a significant amount of time. Is that true then?
Oh, yes. And I recently received an email, a rather desperate and pleading email, from a Catholic priest in Germany, and he says that the hate laws now have extended far beyond their original boundaries. Of course, the hate laws in Germany and Austria, which have indicted people like Irving and Zundel,
yeah,
and Germar Rudolph, those are all ADL laws which were put in place, especially after the Second World War. And he was saying that now in Germany it's considered a hate crime to criticize abortionist doctors or abortionist nurses and women coming in for an abortion. It's considered a hate crime and hate speech to even criticize the act of abortion. And he says he was facing imminent imprisonment there for doing just that as a Catholic priest.
Wow.
So you're right. It's not just the items, the categories you mentioned, but really the pro-life movement in America has got to gird itself for persecution under hate laws in the years ahead.
Yeah. Reverend Pike, if I can ask you to hang on for a quick second. Folks, time for another break. They're coming fast and furious. Again, be aware of our website, which you can link up to Reverend Pike's website, franklyspeakingradio.com, and our phone number if you have any questions or anything you'd like to share or contribute, 800-313-9443. Please stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
With Mother's Day rapidly approaching on May 14th, the American Gold Rose Company reminds you that their beautiful collection of real roses dipped in 24-karat gold may be just what you're looking for. The classic rose is priced at only $49.95. It's 11 inches long and comes in a beautiful red gift box. There's the Hollywood Elite Rose for only $65, where your special someone receives a long-stem gold rose, 17 inches long, delivered to their door in a beautiful gold presentation box. Both are unique gifts, and when you buy any two gold roses, you'll receive free a genuine rose leaf dipped in 24-karat gold, a $30 value free. The American Gold Rose Company. Call now at 1-800-458-7134. That's 1-800-458-7134. Fresh cut roses, dipped in 24-karat gold, delivered to their door that last a lifetime. That's 1-800-458-7134 or online at AmericanGoldRose.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Welcome back, folks. It is Thursday, and boy, I'll tell you what, lots of wonderful information about this thing. You have to understand a federal hate bill, especially when it comes to speech, because quite simply then, we are already seeing the, as our guest has said, the gagging of so many of us on so many different levels. This would really cripple free speech in all different sorts of ways. Check out the website, truthtellers.org, and also be aware of the wonderful opportunities to stay in the loop with the National Prayer Network. And with us is the founder of that, Reverend Ted Pike. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. You know, I was just, Ken and I, our producer there, we were just talking during the break about these sorts of things. And you can see the implications for this on so many different levels. And you mentioned about, you know, anti-war groups and whatnot. Let's look at it a little bit broader. You mentioned that you can be found to be anti-Semitic for speaking out against the Israeli government, which I think is amazing considering it's a secular government, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it's pretty astonishing.
Yeah.
I have these 14 criteria of anti-Semitism at my website. I have a number of articles, not only about the Department of Anti-Semitism being established in our State Department, But the ADL is also establishing a 55-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. What they're hoping is they're hoping to get the federal hate law passed so that we can be united on hate crimes jurisdiction from nation to nation. But if they can't do that, they want to have ultimately international jurisdiction over the whole world, so that that will leap over national boundaries and national sovereignty, and we'll have to abide by international criteria and judgments against hate crimes.
Jeez. You know, it's so awful, because now they have somehow found a way to integrate religious freedom with, basic autonomy of the government to be free of criticism. And the situation with the government of Israel is a perfect example. There was a story in the Jerusalem Post about these new appointees in the Bush administration being high-profile Jewish men. And as a result of that, you know, just even mentioning that story, a lot of times people would brand you as anti-Semitic, despite the fact it came out in the Jerusalem Press. So you've got various, you know, members of various governments of various countries around the world, and they're all going to be of different faiths and different skin colors and different whatever it is that we could, you know, again, hate crime going to be so broad. That means, in essence, that you've got a situation where the various governments are finding a way to be free of criticism, to clamp down, to make it a crime to go after these situations. For example, if we were to look at the AIPAC scandal, okay, which deals with the Israeli Political Action Committee there, people could say that's anti-Semitic. So therefore, we can't write news stories about it. We can't provide commentary about it. We can't prosecute it, because the government therefore would be guilty of committing a hate crime.
Yeah, exactly. And you're not exaggerating, because one of the 14 criterias of anti-Semitism coming out of our State Department now is that if you allege that there's a preponderance of Jewish influence in our government, that is anti-Semitic.
Really?
You say that, absolutely. If you claim that the Bush administration is dominated by Jewish advisors and so on, which is absolutely true, that is considered anti-Semitism now by the U.S. State Department. So this is not in the future. This is all being established, and will only be strengthened in the years ahead. We just simply have to speak out and protest now and become specific about exactly what is happening. And speaking of being specific, Frank, I have a real action program for blocking this federal hate bill. It worked wonderfully last fall. We stopped the hate bill agenda in its tracks in the Senate Judiciary, particularly. Could I give out that toll-free number now?
Oh, absolutely.
Get some action going. What I did last fall is I posted all 100 senators of the U.S. Senate on our website, which is www.truthtellers.org. Again, that's truthtellersplural.org. Now, if you go to truthtellers.org, you can print out those 100 names, and here is the toll-free number to the 100 members of the Senate. It's 1-888-355-3588. Again, that toll-free number is 888-355-3588. Now, there is an alternative toll number in case this one is mysteriously canceled, and that is 800-450-8293. Again, that's 800-450-8293. Now, you just call that number. You'll get the capital operator. Say, please send me to the first senator on the list. You get to their office. You say this simple statement: please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145. Again, please don't vote for Senator Kennedy's hate bill, S-1145. You'll know exactly what you're talking about, because there's a lot of controversy going around now as a result of primarily of the O'Reilly broadcasts against Senator Kennedy and his hate bill. Now, once you've delivered that simple message, don't hang up. You say, please send me on to the next senator you'll see on your list, And if the office there won't send you on, they'll send you right back to the Capitol operator, and she'll cheerfully send you on. And so you can leapfrog in one phone call. You can leapfrog in about an hour and a half, and you can saturate the entire Senate of the United States with this simple negative message against Senator Kennedy and his hate bill. And that's exactly how we saved free speech last fall. We can do it again. There's no need to be cynical or say, you know, Congress doesn't listen to me. It worked once powerfully and will work again if all of our listeners will make a top priority today to make those calls. Now, many of us have to go off to work this morning, and we say, well, when can I do this? Well, you know, if you just break it up, break up those 100 senators at Truth Tellers into, say, 10 or 15 a day, you know, it doesn't take more than 1 minute per senator, and you can, during your lunch break, you can call 10, 15, 20 a day and get the job done.
Well, I think that's an excellent point. And you know, we love ideas. We love solutions here on the program, Reverend. And what you've done is not only provide us a solution, an opportunity for people to do something, but also something that is a victory as well. I mean, we've had victories in this regard thanks to your hard work and the hard work of all of our listeners out there. And we can do so again. And it's a good, good opportunity. Do you mind if we take a call?
But no, I'm glad to have
all right.
Come.
Let's do it. Folks, our number, 800-313-9443. Questions, comments, insights, whatever, you're more than welcome to call in with those. Any death threats, please just direct those directly to me. Kevin in Indiana, welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yes, we had voting around here yesterday, Tuesday, and would you like to know how I voted?
Please.
I went out and bought an AK-47.
We have not had one of those elections here.
Well, anyways,
that's one way to make your voice heard.
Yes, anyways, I don't think, and good morning, Reverend Pike there. I appreciate what you're doing, but you're working with a gonad-free zone, the United States, so I don't really think you're going to get much done. And our government is illegitimate. And about 5 years ago in the Jerusalem Post, there was an article that said, U.S. government no longer goyim government. And so anyways, what you're saying is, I hope the State Department is listening, but the Jewish race or whatever, the Jewish people or attitude or whatever you want to call it, has definitely taken over the United States government. And I really, you know, you can do all the talking and all the calling that you want, but someday it's going to come down to the AK-47, whether you like it or not.
Well, Kevin, the truth of the matter is that we've had some major victories against the Jewish, evil Jewish leaders and evil Jewish activists in the last year. I was instrumental in not only helping marshal tremendous activism against the federal hate bill last fall. We saw decisively how that the people rose up. They put so much heat, especially on the eight Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee, that they were impelled and empowered to negotiate with Kennedy and kill that hate bill in Judiciary. We've also seen this year as the evil Jewish leaders in the media have tried to push the Book of Daniel on us. They're trying to push the Book of Judas on us. They're trying to take away free speech for chaplains and cadets at the Air Force Academy. We have seen that a major uprising of the people, and also I have been in the forefront of specifically identifying the evil Jews, for example, at NBC behind the Book of Daniel. I've published that all around the United States, and I do know that that's affected the cancellation of the Book of Daniel, as well as a lot of other a massive outpouring of letters and concern from Americans everywhere. But also, we are seeing, we saw at the Air Force Academy where we did identify, and I have a quite a large e-alert list, and these e-alerts, as I specifically identify these evil Jewish leaders, like Rabbi Reznikoff, who's above the Navy and the Air Force criteria of prayer for chaplains and so on, forbidding them from praying in public in the name of Jesus. These e-alerts that I send around all over, I'm sending them to 250 talk show hosts in America every week to get one or two of those e-alerts specifically identifying evil Jewish leaders. And those e-alerts go all over the Internet. They are sent, multiplied by the tens of thousands, all over the country. We are making a difference. And let me tell you, your AK-47 or the people's pistols and pitchforks and so on, you're not going to be able to march on Washington. You're not going to be able to go against the full strength of the federal government someday. This is simply too big. They're going to crush you under their foot. You're not going to be able to retreat into your bomb shelters or your caves in the Rocky Mountains or anything like that. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country and do what has proven to work, especially last fall. Let's blitz Congress. Now, 200 years ago, our founding fathers and mothers, they went out and they lost their farms, they lost their businesses, they lost their reputations, they even lost their lives in order to secure liberty for us right now. And I'm just asking the listeners to Republic Broadcasting this morning and today, 1.5 hours is not enough. Is certainly not too big a task, considering the price of liberty for liberty that was paid for us by our founding fathers. Break up that hour and a half, whatever it takes. Let's get those calls in. Let's saturate. Let's inundate Senator Kennedy with the abuse and the ostracism, the criticism of the American people, saying shame on you, Senator Kennedy, for trying to take away our freedoms and establishing a Big Brother hate crime system like exists in Canada. Now, Bill O'Reilly is with us. He's on a different level. He's attacking him for different reasons, but we've got a lot going for us. We've defeated the hate bill before. We can defeat it again. Let's get out there today and do our duty for not only for our freedom, but for our children and for our grandchildren.
Kevin, anything in response?
The only reason they listen to us in Washington, to our words, is because they know that we're carrying a gun. And as for Teddy Kennedy having shame, you really are a dreamer. And
well,
the pedophiles that run our government...
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Kevin, your AK-47 is not going to even ding the armor of a federal tank that comes through.
They're not going to do that.
The power of the federal government is just too great.
Three weeks ago, the University of Texas allowed a man to hold a conference where there was over 400 people present, and he said that his... opinion of the best way for population reduction was a flyover spreading Ebola over the United States. I realize I do not have any weaponry here to go against the evil federal government. What I do, though, is I have a micro station here that's covering actually 3,600 square miles, three counties in northwest Indiana. Now, if there was 100 of me, we would cover all 3,000 counties. But there are not 100 of me, because the United States is pretty much a gonad-free zone. And you are speaking to a couple people maybe out there that do have enough guts to speak, and much less do put up a radio station. And so I've been threatened by the federal government years ago with jail and $10,000 fine and so on and so forth, and I have stood up to them because the only thing that they respect is when you stand up against them.
Well,
and as for
Kevin,
the IRS, I put them in their place back in 98. And so my opinion is we are in a gonad-free zone, and you're speaking into the wind.
No, that's not true. No, there's still enough salt and light in America. And these members of Congress, they may be all compromised. Some of them are all even sold out to the ADL and so on, but they've got to get elected next time. They depend on the people, especially their constituents in their district, to get them elected. We do still have clout over them, and especially if that clout is expressed in a massive way like we did last year. Last year I was able to rouse up not only the far right, but also the new right, helping encourage people like Dobson and Falwell and people I don't agree with necessarily concerning Israel, but the evangelicals got very, very disturbed about the hate bill, and they joined with us. And this is a time for action. It's a time for optimism. I know I'm in the command center of this movement. I know what's working and what's not working. And this is not the time for everybody to go out and buy a gun and necessarily get a barricade mentality. This is a time to reclaim our republic, take action while there's still time, because these laws are where the action is. You know, a lot of people are fascinated with conspiracy theories. I'm more fascinated by keeping evil laws from being passed, because it's these laws which will victimize and oppress our children for generations to come.
Well, we'll probably have to agree to disagree, I guess, on these points. But you know what? The point that we can agree on, gentlemen, I think, is that we can all do something. And whether it's for our own personal safety or it's on a broader scale, you know, the point is people can act, people can succeed. So I'll tell you what, Kevin, I appreciate the call as always, my friend.
Okay.
And I got to say this, Reverend Pike, he is right in that no armed population in the 20th or 21st century has been overtaken by a tyrannical government. That is a fact. However, Reverend Pike, I absolutely endorse your idea of preventative measures. I think that, hey, look, you know, there's no point in everybody saying, well, they don't listen to us. That's why only the idiots go out there and vote idiots into office, is because most of us are just burned out. We get tired of feeling like our voices aren't being heard. So make an effort when you can, folks, on issues that matter. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you want to increase your energy, strength, and endurance by over 25% almost immediately with nothing ever entering your body? The LifeWave Energy Patch is based on nanotechnology and uses no stimulants, steroids, or performance-enhancing drugs of any kind. World-class athletes from the NFL, the Olympics, the LPGA, the NCAA, and even the Breeders' Cup are all using LifeWave Energy Patches to gain that competitive edge. It's not just for athletes, though. Regular people are using LifeWave Energy Patches to ensure that they have enough stamina to enjoy their hobbies and spend time with loved ones after a long, hard work day. This technology has also shown dramatic improvement with people suffering from exhaustion-related illnesses. Clinical trials and double-blind university studies prove the stamina and endurance-enhancing qualities of the LifeWave Energy Patches. Call 602-717-5047 and ask Deborah about solving your energy problems. That's 602-717-5047 or visit online at www.yourenergyteam.com.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, almost at the end of our third hour here. Of course, I must remind you this hour has been brought to you locally by our good friend and sponsor, Deborah Settlemyer, at yourenergyteam.com for energy solutions and information on fantastic products like the LifeWave Energy Patches. You can call Deborah at 602-717-5047 or visit the website at www.yourenergyteam.com. Our guest today is Reverend Ted Pike. Check out the website, folks, for constant and consistent updates on the federal hate bill, hate crimes, hate speech, all of the above. Truthtellers.org is the website. And from the National Prayer Network, Reverend Ted Pike, welcome back, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. You know, when I was digging around about the immigration issue and I saw that the ADL had issued a sort of a very general, vague sort of support for immigration and immigrants and whatnot, I can see basically that in this era of unity that we've got here in this country, at the same time, they want to promote diversity. Well, diversity by definition means the differences are highlighted. And that's what it's all about, which is why you want to celebrate diversity. You have a commercial that features people of many different skin colors, or you have a staff at a workplace employed with many different people of different faiths, you know, all to show that you are pro-diversity, to show that you're okay with different kinds of people, instead of course, having you know, the right people for the job or the right people for the product or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? If you're having a product for, let's say, a feminine hygiene product, you're not going to have guys in the commercial because it's just not, it's not geared towards that gender. And yet, this is what it's all about. So highlighting the differences to celebrate the fact that we accept those differences actually shows the divisiveness, actually promotes the divisiveness, and therefore makes almost every comment in this day and age qualifiable to be prosecuted for a hate speech. For example, what I just said about a feminine hygiene product, that might offend some women's rights groups, in which case I'm going to jail either way, Reverend Pike, so...
Well, the one of the strangest marriages has been the alliance between the ADL, the Nazareth, which is basically a religious organization, and Abe Foxman, who is the head of ADL, is an Orthodox Jew, and yet he's made an alliance with the homosexual lobby. They're well-organized, they're well-funded, they're very focused and very aggressive, and the ADL, being very opportunistic, knows that they're a tremendous battering ram against Christian values, Christian civilizations, and so on. So we have a very dedicated, very cunning foe in ADL, B'nai B'rith. I'm not talking today about the Jewish people, not talking about the average Jew, the average shopkeeper Jew, the assimilated suburban Jew. I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about an elite, elite of ADL evil Jewish leadership, which has got to be rejected by the Jewish people. The Jews themselves, I call to them to boycott ADL, B'nai B'rith. Get out of those organizations. Don't send your kids to B'nai B'rith summer camp anymore. Don't send back checks supporting ADL when it's supposedly claiming there's a rise in anti-Semitism.
Yeah.
Because the ADL is basically inciting anti-Semitism all around the world now by taking away free speech through their anti-hate laws.
Well, and Reverend Pike... Oh, I'm sorry. I remember reading a few years ago, maybe even not that long ago, that representatives of B'nai B'rith and a radio program, I believe it was in Canada, may have been in the UK, had basically stated that they support government-sponsored terrorism in order to, you know, really, I guess, you know, take care of threats, which, of course, opens up a whole new possibility given the tension between Iran and Israel.
Well, it's time to make those phone calls today. Come to Truth Tellers. You'll get a lot more information, folks, on this.
Reverend Pike, thank you so much for your time and efforts, as always, folks. Reverend Ted Pike, go to the website, truthtellers.org, and stay with us. We'll be right back.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.